Final item up, we're going to bring back item number 8, project PR 2021-005744. Application number SD 2022-00076 is a preliminary final plat to replat existing tracks into new tracks. Mr. Patrick, are you out there?
I think I am. Can you hear me?
Good news. All right. Good news. All right. Let's go ahead and just introduce your firm and address, and I'll get you sworn in.
This is Tom Patrick with Community Sciences Corporation. P.O. Box 1328, Corrales, New Mexico, 87048.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. We're here today to ask for a division of a conservancy tract into two new tracts, lot 1 and 2. We are at the request of transportation dedicating a corner of lot 2 as a public right of way for the purpose of sight lines and the existing handicap ramp. We have asked for a deviation from the contextual standards for minimum lot size, and as we understand, that is acceptable. And we are also asking for a DRB determination to keep the existing sidewalks at their existing widths. And I believe that covers it.
All right, thank you very much. Now members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak. If you wish to speak, please indicate that now. Ms. Gomez, Mr. Webb, anybody out there?
I do not see anyone.
Sir.
All right. Thank you for that confirmation. Let's go through each DRB member now for comments. Water Authority.
Chris Cannon, Water Authority. The subject parcels have an existing Water Authority water and sewer account, and public water and public sewer mains front the property and are available for direct tapping. An availability statement is not required, and the project's in the adopted service area, but we ask that you please provide verbal confirmation that the following has been completed and what that resolution is. There was a previous comment that asked the surveyor to field verify the location of the existing private water and or private sewer easements, services to determine if private easements are needed to preserve those existing services for those new lots, and the width of that private easement shall be determined by the surveyor. So has that been done?
This is Tom. Yes, I am verifying that the services for the residents on 90, or well, it's actually lot 1, do come off of Meadowview Drive. They do not cross the other lot, so there's no need for additional service easements, and the other lot will also come off of Meadowview Drive.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to code enforcement.
Thank you, this is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. This property is zoned RA and is within an area of consistency. It is not located in an overlay zone. In prior communications with the applicant, including myself and planning staff, it was determined the areas, the calculations for the area of consistency should be given in a prior sketch plat should be recalculated. As shown in my emails to the applicant, which I included in my submittal comments, the calculations show the maximum allowed lot size is 1.1649 acre, and the lowest allowed lot size is 0.6989 acre. Calculating the deviation, the lowest allowed size of 0.698 acre, less 10%, would allow down to a size of 0.6290 of an acre. The proposed lot size is 0.6584, which is well within that 10% deviation from the lowest allowed lot size. Based on this information and with the deviation request submitted, code enforcement recommends approval of the deviation request. If that requested deviation is approved, code enforcement has no objections to the proposed replat. That's all the comments I have.
All right, thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, this is Tom.
Yeah.
If I may interject here, I'm noticing that what you have up on the screen is not the most recent. I had sent in the supplementary submittal that we were changing the name of this plat, the lots 1 and 2, lands of John and Stephanie Farrow.
This is Jay Rode by DRB Chair. Mr. Webb, if you go to DMD, you should see, if you go to the May 20th submittal, that's the one that Mr. Patrick sent us that has the revised. We have that information, Mr. Patrick. Mr. Webb, if you, awesome.
This is Tom. I just wanted to be sure the rest of the members could see that. No. That's not the right one. The plat might have been separate. I think I saw it there. At the bottom, or that one. There we go. There we go.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Okay, continue.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Parks and Recreation. Christina
Sandoval, no objection.
Thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology. A blanket cross-lot drainage easement naming beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities is required on the plat. For any future development, approved grading drainage plan is required prior to building permit. Any of our thresholds are met.
All right, thank you.
May I comment?
Yeah.
I had sent Jay a sheet, I think it was this afternoon, that showed language for the notes, so that there apparently were three notes that wanted to be added to that. I wondered if you had gotten that, if that could be shared.
I'm sharing that right now. I sent it to him, but he probably didn't see it. I sent it this afternoon, well, during the meeting. I'm screen sharing that language right now.
So number 7, this is Tom. Number 7 would be the blanket note that Ernest is requesting. And does that look acceptable?
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, yes, that would be acceptable.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, this is Jay Roden by DRB Chair. Let's go to transportation.
Gene Wolfenberger with transportation. The transportation department has no objection to the proposed action or to maintaining the existing sidewalk at its current width for a DRB determination on Matthew. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And this is planning. So regarding our comments, we just need the project and application numbers to be added to the plat. We'll need the DRB determination for the existing sidewalks be noted on the plat. And I see on your notes that you sent this afternoon, Mr. Patrick. Let's see, you have the application for the DRB determination allowing the existing width of the sidewalks has been approved at the May 20th. That's perfect. And then your deviation language from the contextual standards is also great. That's great. Those can be delegated items should this plat get approved. Mr. Armyhill, is that a delegatable item, the note for the blanket cross-lot drainage easement?
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology. Yes, it is. I can take delegation on that.
Okay, great. Thanks. And final question, Mr. Patrick, I did not see one in there in your submittal package. Just please confirm on the record that there is no infrastructure list with this preliminary final plat.
That is correct. There is no infrastructure list associated with this plant.
All right. Thank you for that confirmation. All right. So I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
Chris Kinnan, Water Authority, I approve.
Thank you. Beth Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Vermihill, Hydrology. I approve with delegation to Hydrology for addition of the cross-lot drainage easement note.
Thank you.
Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation, I approve.
All right, one second here. Just putting Hydrology's note down. So this is Jay Rodenbeck, DRB Chair. I approve with the conditions that the project and application numbers be added to the plat, that the DRB determination for the existing sidewalks be noted on the plat, that the deviation from the contextual standards be noted on the plat, and all right, that's all I have. Those are my conditions, and there is a consensus vote to approve item number 8, project PR 2021-005744, application number SD 2022-000076. It's for preliminary final plat because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM with delegation to Hydrology and Planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So that concludes the hearings for the items on the afternoon agenda. Next thing we need to do is approve the action sheet minutes for the May 18th, 2022 DRB meeting. Do I have a motion?
We have Palmer, so moved.
Thank you. Second, anybody?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, second.
All right, thank you. Please vote.
Chris Kinnan, Water Authority, I approve.
Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Christina Sandoval, Parks and Recreation, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And this is Jay Rodenbeck, the DRB Chair, I approve. And we have approved the action sheet minutes for the May 18th, 2022 DRB meeting. So normally we'd go to a signing session for approved cases. Because one of our DRB members has an urgent meeting they have to attend to, we're going to go ahead and I'll send those out later this afternoon as soon as I can, the ones that are ready for signatures. So just be checking your inbox this afternoon for that. But we're not going to have our signing session for approved cases at the meeting today. So that concludes our meeting, and we are now ready to adjourn the May 25th, 2022 DRB meeting. Thank you very much.